Earlier this year, NASA took another step in getting people to Mars by completing its ground systems development and operations critical design review. It's the last review the agency will need to do to get into the designing process. So how close is it to launching people on a mission to the Red Planet? Bill Hill is the Exploration Systems Development Director at NASA headquarters. Speaking with Federal News Radio's Eric White from the Kennedy Space Center, he describes what role this process plays in embarking on moving toward a historic mission.
What we're doing here is a kind of twofold. One, part of the Ground Systems Development and Operations organization is responsible for what we call the Exploration Ground Systems that supports what we need in the way of a launch pad, a launcher, an assembly building for the Space Launch System and the Orion spacecraft. And that's part of a three-program portfolio that I direct under the Exploration Systems Development portfolio. The second part is what we call the 21st Century Space Launch Complex, and it's a multi-use, multi-vehicle approach to making sure that we have the ability to offer services and so forth to a variety of launch vehicles from small to big in a way of launch processing, launching, recovery, and that kind of thing. Both of these projects or programs have been going on since the 2011 timeframe.
So what exactly would the spaceport accomplish? You talked about the Orion spacecraft being lifted off from there, but what else could other uses could it have?
Well, one other, you know, we designed what we call Pad 39B as a multi-use launch pad. We have a mobile launcher that we're using for the Space Launch System and Orion, but we also have three leftover mobile launch platforms from the shuttle era that we will make available that can interface with that launch pad and launch a variety of vehicles from there. We also have, in the 39B area, a new capability we call Launchpad 39C, which is basically a slab of concrete that we can roll up propellants and commodities and that kind of thing and launch smaller versions. We originally designed that for the Army's Ford systems, and we have several interested parties in coming out and launching smaller vehicles anywhere up to about 90 feet tall. Freestanding or you know, you basically roll up with everything you need on trucks and launch from there. So we have that capability from a multi-use aspect. We also have, here at the Kennedy Space Center, the capability to launch horizontal payloads or what have you, utilizing the former shuttle landing facility. We have a 3-mile landing strip out here that we can launch almost anything from, anywhere from a, you know, like an orbital Pegasus or some other activities where they might launch from a, you know, a 747 or some large vehicle and drop the payload and then ignite it to go into space.
Did you have to make any updates to the facilities for these specific launch pads?
Well, the Constellation program started out with what we call a clean pad approach. There really isn't any structure out there other than what's needed to mount a mobile launcher to. Our most significant thing we've done in the vehicle assembly building, our large assembly facility here at the Kennedy Space Center, was to strip out in what we call high bay 3. We have 4 high bays in the vehicle assembly building. Strip out all the shuttle platforms. And we are now in the process of installing 10 new levels of platforms that can accommodate a multitude of vehicles. We designed the platform so they would vertically move plus or minus 10 feet. Each of the platforms is basically the same, but the center accommodates what we would call an insert to give you access to varying launch vehicles. So if you had a smaller launch vehicle, say an Atlas or something like that, that you wanted to bring in, the lower platforms, we could have custom-made inserts for an Atlas and then have the ability to go in there and service and prepare that vehicle for a launch. That was the most significant thing we did. The other thing we did was to take the Constellation mobile launcher, which was designed for the Ares-1 vehicle and modify that so we can use it for the Space Launch System, what we call the Block 1 variant. And we've done all the structural modifications there, and we're now in the process of outfitting the actual mobile launcher itself.
So it sounds like with these launch pads, you said that you can put in different kinds of vehicles now. Is that kind of the growing sense around NASA that, you know, let's set these things up for future vehicles or set them up for things we haven't even created yet so that this way we can save some time in the future?
Well, time and money. With the 21st Century Space Launch Complex funding, we deliberately used that funding for multi-use. We deliberately wanted to be able to be sufficiently flexible to accommodate a number of different vehicles, those that are in the service today and those that we haven't even envisioned yet. And in doing so, trying to provide the flexibility and a lower cost approach so that almost anybody could come here and launch.
So the big question, of course, everybody would want to ask is, what step is this in the embarkment on trying to get astronauts to Mars?
Well, as they say around here at the Kennedy Space Center, exploration starts here. And what we're fixing here, along with the Space Launch System and Orion in our portfolio, is the first capability to go to deep space, our first capability to get to Mars. And we're progressing with that. We'll have a couple of flight tests, one coming up in 2018, which will be our first Space Launch System and Orion integrated launch with the ground systems accommodations. And then we'll have our first crewed flight test in 2021 with our astronauts. And both of those will go out and around the moon. The first one in 2018, we're going to go into an orbit that takes us further away from Earth than any craft made for human or for a crew has ever gone. And then for EM2, which was the Exploration Mission 2 in 2021, our first flight test with the crew, our goal is to do the same mission. We'll see if we can pull that off. We're discussing how much time we have to spend closer to Earth to prove out the life support systems before we press out. But that's still kind of in the planning stage, and we'll get there. But that's kind of where we're going. It's the first steps on our journey to Mars and our journey into the proving ground around the moon.
And I'm just wondering, when, you know, back in the 60s, NASA was told, let's go to the moon, and it was kind of all hands on deck kind of deal, and big focus was on that. Is that the sense growing around there that, okay, this is our main mission now, or do you find yourself also placating to work on other things that, you know, maybe, you know, Mars, of course, is the big thing to talk about, but there are other aspects that NASA is working on that you find yourself dividing your workload on?
Focused on getting to Mars, human exploration and pioneering of space. We're laser focused on that. I think given the tight fiscal environment that we live in on a daily basis, we're doing remarkably well with what we've been given to design and develop these systems. It's unlike what we did with Apollo, because the Apollo, they had a date certain by the end of the decade, and they had a destination declared. Our destination ultimately is going to be Mars, but it's going to take us some time to get there. Mars in deep space is a completely different environment in which to work than what is low Earth orbit or what is going to the lunar surface. So we're going to have to walk before we run. We're going to have to build some additional capabilities like habitats and in-space transportation systems. But these three programs, Orion, Space Launch System, and the Exploration Ground Systems, are the fundamental things that we need, our foundational cornerstones in which to build toward deep space exploration.
That's Bill Hill, the Exploration Systems Development Director at NASA Headquarters, speaking there with Federal News Radio's Eric White. You can share this interview with colleagues at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.